welcome to episode 46 of The Noisecast, a show about technology, gadgets, industry gossip, and more. On tonight's roster, we've got Enos One.
Hey.
Gonzo Rider.
I've got the candles lit and I'm ready to podcast.
OC Entertainment.
Hello, everyone.
And Rantourage.
Hello, hello.
Welcome to tonight's exciting episode. Thank you all for being here tonight, and thank you to everybody who's tuned in to our new and improved live broadcast with live stream. So, thank you for bearing with us earlier with technical difficulties, and feel free to participate, give us your comments, your questions, whatever. We are here to respond to you, and to everybody who's listening at home, thank you for downloading wherever you got us from. Hopefully you will refer us to friends or frenemies, whichever you prefer. But anyway, aside from that, how is everybody tonight?
Pretty good.
I'm not drunk enough yet.
Chill. Yeah, I'm working on that myself. But I'm doing good otherwise.
Shall we wait till you guys get drunk?
No, we're good.
Sure, hang on, give me just a second.
I have fancy beer, so I won't be chugging this.
Oh, fancy beer?
He's fancy.
What does fancy beer mean? What
he drinks it with his pinky up.
Tonight I am drinking a lovely Magic Hat High PA.
That sounds really gay.
How is that gay?
You have a beer called Magic Hat?
That's the company that makes it. Nobody here has heard of Magic Hat?
Yes, well, I also work in Long Island City, and that's all they have in all the bars.
Magic Hat's delicious. They have their main factory up in Vermont, so I visit it pretty much every time I'm up there, and they have a free bar where you could just get drunk for free. So
awesome.
Take a tour
really,
of the factory.
You just get drunk for...
I swear to God, they give you... Well, the only catch is they give you double shots of beer. You could have as many as you want for as long as you want to be there.
I'd be going there every day.
That's what I'm talking about. That's why I take a tour of the factory every time I'm in Vermont.
Are you going to do a write-up on that, though?
I could.
You should. He's hinting, you know.
I mean, I only remember usually half of the trip every time, so...
I think that'll be... You should do, like, a live blog of that.
When I walked in, it was great.
Half an hour, your live blog messages will just be incoherent babble.
Yeah,
hey,
I mean, because...
We should take a trip up to Vermont and make this live blog happen.
That sounded like a really odd proposition.
Ron, you're being... you. First of all, you were hanging out with Vito the other night, and it may or may not have gotten intimate. And now you and Alberto are planning a vacation for two.
A weekend getaway for two.
Yeah, that.
What Steven's trying to say is your side.
Listen, there's. I said it before and I'll say it again. There's enough of me to go around. You all have your chance.
No, thank you.
So, well, pretty soon you'll be able to show all those updates on Facebook. With the new Facebook that's coming up, that was the big news for this week that nobody put on the topic list until I did.
Oh, well, no one's perfect.
Oh, well, la-di-da.
It seemed like everybody forgot to put that one, or they just didn't care about it. So they didn't
think we cared. Facebook updating is so common now.
Yeah, things change every day with them. Although, I will say, despite everybody, as always, complaining about it nonstop, I like this update. It was nice. The only thing I don't like about the new stuff is that stupid organize your friends into circles or whatever they call it.
Yeah, that list thing.
That's
lame
Google
as hell,
Plus,
man.
Yeah, that
I
was just.
I went through and turned all that shit off.
That was very half-assed, but I do like the news ticker thing on the side. I think that's convenient,
Wait,
and it's
really?
Better than a chat bar being there because I never use that.
Really?
Look, I'll be honest,
I disagree
with
that. I cannot stand that ticker because it feels redundant. Which I know it shows different updates, but it's like if this is a better system or if this shows you real-time updates, why not just have that in your news feed? That's I hate that.
I've also noticed that a lot of the stuff that's on the ticker also appears on the news feed, so you're seeing it sort of twice.
But yeah. Like if you're sitting there on the news feed, like I'll usually have Facebook just open and it'll sit there while I'm doing other stuff. It'll show me new stuff as it happens, and then you just kind of click on it, you can see the whole story and go from there, and it shows you more obscure things, like, you know, somebody commented on a photo or whatever. So, I mean, it's not all relevant, but there are things in there that I'm like, oh, cool, look.
Yeah, no, I personally, I honestly don't use Facebook enough on the site. So while everybody was griping about it, my tweet deck just filled up with, you know, oh, this is shit. You know, why are they messing with Facebook again? I'm like, it's kind of like whatever at this point. If you really just don't expect Facebook to change, I don't know what to tell you.
The other thing.
Oh, I fully expect it now. It's just.
Look, I don't mind that they change it because, look, they're web developers, and that's what they do. They change shit and be like, oh, I'm going to try this new. So, big fucking deal they changed their site. But that whole extra news feed just comes across as really redundant to me. I just need one news feed.
I agree, but at the same time, that thing is so non-invasive. Like, who cares?
No, it's not. It's well done, and, you know, it's one of the better new features they have. But why not, instead of having that tiny box on the side, why not just make that the whole thing and have it pull all that information?
And actually, Ron, I kind of disagree with you on the being non-invasive thing. Like, while it just sits over there, yeah, it's not a big deal. But if you notice, if you try, you can hover over something and it'll pop up with a gigantic window that covers the entire page with just that story and all the comments. And
I
at
see
least
it.
For me, I try and click the comment box and it disappears and it becomes a chase to try and get to that box, and I hate those hover overs.
I kind of like the hover over.
I'm literally doing everything you were just saying as you were saying it, and it works great for me.
Well, as Styx also mentions in the chat, it actually shows people, she says, that it actually shows you people commenting on walls and stuff that you should not be able to see, which is true. For example, if you are not friends with somebody else, you will still see your friend commenting on that person's wall in your ticker.
Yeah,
totally.
See, that's just messed up. Yeah, whatever.
I'm sure they'll refine it as it goes along, but for now, I like it. It's better than the chat thing being over there, which 90% of the time didn't actually show people that were online. It was just people. So I was like, why is this here?
I can agree with that.
Actually, guys, I saw all your chat requests come up. I just really wasn't responding to any of them.
What do you guys think about the new profile, the layout and the timeline, the fact that you go back in time and see what exactly the hell you were doing in, you know, August of 2008, and you'll see all the pictures and what top statuses and stuff.
That's a big I don't give a shit thing. Who cares?
I like it.
Why do you like it?
Because it's for nostalgic reasons, like for me to be able to see what I was doing in, like, I don't know, 2006 or whatever. However long they keep these things, they'd be kind of like, oh, yeah, remember that, you know, whatever.
So I
don't want to see that shit. I already did it. What the fuck, I want to see it again.
I think it misses the point of this whole idea of, like, you know, letting people know what's going on. Like, you know, Facebook isn't really an archive tool, or at least, you know, it wouldn't be for me.
But it is. Like, it's, think of how much of your life since you got it. Like, I got mine my freshman year in high school, so that was what? Or my freshman year in college, which was 2004. I'm an idiot. And, like, since then, think of all of the things that I've done, and 90% of which have been on Facebook. It's interesting to relive that a little bit.
Obviously, no? Life is not very interesting.
My life is plenty interesting, but...
No, not if you have to go back and be like, yeah. I never would have remembered that if I hadn't seen it on Facebook.
Well, it's the same as looking... Yeah, you've never sat down and, like, looked through your photos and be like, oh, yeah, remember that night we all got shit-faced and...
No, because I don't remember that night because I got shit-faced.
Yeah. Well, you look at the pictures and you're like, oh, that was weird that this happened and I don't remember it.
Well, I mean, you know... No, not at all.
I think this is going to cause major problems for current jealous girlfriends.
I don't give a fuck about that.
When
forever alone that JPEG?
No, it'll be like, was your ex-girlfriend hotter than me? And I'll be like, kinda. I mean, different.
Look at my timeline, and you can see for yourself.
I mean, look at her. She was beautiful, right? I mean, come on.
Okay.
I'm not one to really give a shit about tiptoeing around that stuff.
But, okay, so the timeline, along with that, also come, they have sections in there for your applications, which is sort of revisiting that whole adding applications to your wall like you did a few years ago, where it turned into a monstrosity. They're sort of refining that, and they're making it now sort of, they're putting a section for it.
Oh, like Google Plus?
I'm not sure you could put applications in your Google Plus profile. They're doing the
Have a separate area for like the games and whatnot.
No. I mean, like in your actual profile page, there's a section for your Netflix, your Spotify, and all that other stuff.
Okay.
So for those applications, it's sort of sectioned off in an area, so it's sort of like a magazine layout. And I know there's going to be social apps from Spotify, Netflix, until they ban that in the U.S., I guess, and some other partners that have signed on with Facebook to promote these things. What do you guys think about the whole application thing?
Don't care.
Didn't they have this for Xbox Live already? Like where you could essentially like open up these like video chat windows, and if your friends had Netflix, you could watch. Well, it's not Netflix, but you guys could essentially watch the same thing you were watching at the same time.
Yeah, actually, that was Netflix, and it was interesting for 1 second because what you do, your little avatar sits in a theater, and the movie plays on what would be the movie screen. But you could see some of the theater and the people sitting in the rows, and then you could like wave your hands and say boo if you want. So for 2 seconds, you're like, oh, so cool, I would never watch a movie like this, you know.
Yeah, so basically, you know, it's just like, so what? Who cares? You know, you're going to do it once because the feature's available. Then it's going to be, like, never used again. I don't know. I don't see the novelty to it. Like, Spotify, the way Spotify has been working now has been more than fits what it's meant to do, you know? I'm listening to, you know, old Tupac records. Here's the link. And you know,
I hate when people do that.
Yeah. And I mean, like, you know, they could do something else. You know, you don't have to necessarily have it as its own separate, you know, update. It could be somewhere like in the corner somewhere for people who actually care. If you give a shit, you'd go there. If you don't, who cares?
Does anybody remember Beacon, Facebook Beacon from a few years back?
Yeah.
It sounds familiar. I can't remember exactly what it was. It
sounded like an epic failure is what it sounded like.
All right.
Well, that's the one where it basically hijacked your browser history and would likely tell people what you were buying.
Yeah, it was...
I remember that now. And it caused a real stir.
Yeah, and it took it down because a lot of people were complaining that pretty much all of your activities that were going on Facebook were becoming property of Facebook, and they were selling that to advertisers.
Yeah,
people knew what
that.
You were doing. This may sound a little bit conspiracy theory, or I don't know, far fetched. Isn't this sort of like Beacon all over again, but in like a cuter package with a whole timeline?
Hey, a cute package goes a long way.
I don't
throw that one out there.
I mean, but what about it makes it the same? If it's just like me being able to go into what I've done in the past and see it, how is that? Beacon showed what I would like buy online and stuff. Like if I bought, I don't know, shoes off Amazon, they'd be like, "Oh, Ron bought these shoes, right?"
Now, if you went and you bought like that sample pack of condoms, that shit was coming up on your Facebook page front and center. You know, it's like not even shoes. It's just like, let's think about the things that people really buy that they don't necessarily want people to know.
Right. So but there's timeline is just showing me where I've been on Facebook, like a yearbook almost, right?
Well, that's timeline. Yeah, we're talking about now the ticker. The ticker is where it shows you all your other stuff. Like, you know, you just listened to some really hipster band on Spotify, for example.
Sorry, I'm far behind.
Yeah, you just bought this thing on Amazon or whatever the affiliates are.
I don't got like that.
Depending on what it is and depending on how much I have control over it publishing and not, I could be okay with it. Like, if Spotify asked me, like, hey, do you want to let people know what you're listening to? I'd be like, yeah, whatever. It's not like I'm going to be listening to anything weird or that I wouldn't want anyone to know about.
Sure about that?
I mean, not that I would find on Spotify.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, other stuff, you know, as long as it gives me the option and it's front and center about it, like, hey, Amazon says, hey, do you want to let people know what you're buying? I'd be like, well, no, because I'm going to buy so-and-so a gift, and I don't want them to see that before, you know, when I buy it or whatever.
Well, it doesn't, though. As far as I know with Spotify, because I signed on to Spotify last night, because I really don't give a shit about sharing my music with other people. But I signed up just to see what it was like, because you get a free six-month thing. And I signed up through, I connected to my Facebook, so that way I could find other people. And it automatically, like, connecting to Facebook, and then it tells you if you want to use it, you got to give it permission to post stuff to your timeline and to your ticker. If you even want to connect it with Facebook.
Whoop-de-fucking-do. It's Spotify. It's awesome. It can do whatever the fuck it wants.
Okay, so what if it's Pornhub that does that?
But it's not Pornhub.
I'm just saying, though.
What is this Pornhub?
What I'm saying is there will be some services that you may be shady about, like Amazon. Like, for example, if Ron wants to buy his Miley Cyrus life-size sex doll.
I already bought it. I don't need another one.
You might want to have a threesome.
You might need a second one. You might wear that one out.
Oh, by the way, this podcast might contain mature content. Parental discretion is advised.
Oh, fuck off.
Well, I don't know. People will get pissed about it, and it'll go away eventually. Who the hell cares anymore? Facebook will add it. People will be like, oh, it's an invasion of privacy, and then it goes away.
Or people just get tired of having to sign these online petitions to change Facebook and that no one ever reads.
Well, actually, you know what? Why can't we do something about that, though? Like, you know, honestly, like, if I see one more of these, like, oh, you're not going to get the new profile timeline set up if you don't pay $9.99, click here to sign a petition. That shit needs to come off Facebook.
Like,
Yeah, but it's Web 2.0 content. You can't control what people are throwing up there unless you want to moderate every single fucking million person on Facebook.
I don't know. I mean,
that's not going to fucking happen.
Well,
you just
know
have to block those people and move on.
No, seriously, that's actually a good idea. People on Facebook, you're on notice.
That's what I do. You got duck face, you're gone. You post ridiculous shit like that, you're gone.
Are we friends on Facebook?
No, you're gone.
Hey, wait, Gonzo, didn't I see a picture of you doing duck face on Facebook?
That was different. I was drunk.
That's why he deleted his profile.
Yeah, that's why I'm not friends with myself.
He erased himself. I'm
<He's> gone.
Isn't it? Shit, you could also face. with a new profile, you could also see who unfriended you now.
Yeah, I did hear about that.
I think they took that from Better Facebook, the plugin for I think it's for Chrome and Firefox, because Better Facebook was saying that all of a sudden that their scripts weren't working on Facebook, and then right the day that they said that, Facebook came out with all this new crap that stole a lot of the features that Facebook used.
All right.
Well, that's what Facebook's good at, is stealing stuff.
Can I have a rant?
Sure. No.
Permission to rant.
You want a mint?
A rant.
Oh,
you
want to
get rammed? I'm not ramming you, Ron.
Permission. Fuck it.
No, go for it.
Go ahead,
this.
Ron.
All right, here's my problem, is that everybody and their mother on the internet is like, oh, things need to become more social. That's the way of the future. Everything needs to be more social, so you can share with your friends and share and do all this and all that. And that's why everybody's got a Twitter and a Facebook and a Google Plus and a freaking MySpace and all those other obscure networks. Like, everybody has a million ways to connect with each other.
Forgot
and as soon as they start making it easier and integrating left and right and all these other things with each other, we all freak out like, oh, no, there's too much privacy on my, you know, on the internet, and I don't want everybody to know about that. Well, it's like one or the other. It's either social or it's not.
Yeah, no,
you can't have both.
I understand where you're coming from, but no one is ever going to be quiet when there's somebody that will listen to them yell about something else. Like you, for instance, just ranted. It was a good rant, but, I mean, you could be happy with the way things work for you, and you're still ranting. You're just telling other people to shut up.
I'm telling everyone to shut up because at the end of the day, I don't care. I realize that Facebook has a ton of information on me, most of which is very incriminating, and I might as well just shut up about it.
Yeah, and I know I get what you're saying, but people are still going to complain that they want more content or they want less of their content out there but more of other people's content.
So are we complaining because we are mad about something, or are we complaining because we like to complain?
B.
I like to complain.
I know you do.
I'm just going to be honest.
Shut up, Gonzo.
Go for
it. We don't
yourself.
Give a shit, Gonzo. You suck ass.
Well, only sometimes.
Not nice. Be nice.
I'm not being mean. I'm just turning himself against himself.
Yeah, we're dividing by zero.
All right, so shifting from Facebook then, unless there's anybody has any last comments on Facebook?
Nah.
Okay, so shifting from Facebook to Google Plus, because they had updates right before Facebook announced theirs. So yep.
They just did them. They didn't really announce them.
Well, they also they did them, man.
What'd they do?
Yeah, they did announce, I thought. It wasn't. They decided not to hold an entire conference for it.
It shows what I know.
Well, you know what?
Check us out. Look at what we're doing.
So
we're still relevant.
No, well,
I can respect that though. I mean, like, look, you're making tweaks, you're making changes to your site. Make the fucking changes. Don't sit there until you know you're gonna hold this whole big event, and it's a non-event really. It's just like, you know, it's kind of like the Apple keynotes. I know a lot of people like talk a lot of shit when people, you know, there's just like, oh, they're clapping for Steve Jobs
for a button.
You know, like, they're fucking clapping for Facebook. And it's the same shit that we've already seen with Google Plus.
Yeah.
So
fucking love buttons.
Is that why your iPhone only has one button?
It's just like one.
You only need one
button. It's actually got four. It's got the home, the lock, and the volume buttons.
Oh, okay.
There you Twitch. Go.
Damn it, did I just stand up, Ron?
You did.
Yeah, you stood up for Ron and Apple.
Eh, oh well.
Sorry, I did Microsoft last week.
Yeah, figured I'd help you out. Blah blah blah. The thing with the Google updates, the thing I noticed was the improved Hangouts or the enhanced Hangouts, where you can share docs and you can share like a doodle pad sort of. Is anyone here?
Yeah.
Right. Now, what I was saying was, has anyone here tried the mobile Hangout? No, Eric tried it in the other day.
Can I do it on my phone?
Supposedly that's the idea.
Well, it's Android only right now.
Yeah, it's also iOS.
Did they update
the iOS updated, one? I think, yesterday for iOS as well, iOS users.
Ooh.
So if you have a front-facing camera or you have an iPhone 4 or above.
Which, both of which are the same thing.
No, I'm saying if you have a front-facing camera like on your Android device.
Oh.
Like, I don't, so I'm left out in the cold.
Well, I guess you could do it and do one of the do the mirror thing.
Yeah, like a boss.
You know, like...
And as long as you do duck face in it, you should be good. You should cancel enough memes out that you'll be good, I think.
But, yeah, I guess there were some cool updates with the Hangouts. They brought it to mobile, and they also... I guess it's good also if you're doing like a presentation or something. If you're doing a podcast like this and you want to broadcast it live, you could do a Hangout and then bring up to like 9 people and then let everybody else just watch? Or was there a certain number of people you could...
That's like the...
Like the Hangout live thing.
It's Hangout on air. It says that you can... You and up to 9 of your closest friends can be basically doing a group chat, and then you can broadcast it out to whoever wants to listen.
And right now, that's only available for cool people, I guess.
Yeah,
but
so that's why we have access to it.
Yeah, because we have rants like that, Ron.
Oh God. Okay. That'll roll out soon, so there may be a future for it. A video live podcast one day.
I don't see Google Hangouts.
No, because on iOS. I am not putting
pants on.
I'm not doing it.
A video podcast?
Yeah, I'm not putting pants on for a podcast.
Yeah, no,
we could do it. We could do it themed like a Roman bath.
I can't. I don't see Google Hangouts available on the iOS.
Well, maybe you need to update it.
I did. I actually remember the update coming yesterday.
Oh, I
did, but
it's there. You're just not good.
Well, for all the other interesting updates, as well as a full rundown and good commentary, Eric, OC Entertainment Ravenscraft, has written a post on this on the Noisecast called Google Plus Announces Mobile Hangouts, Customized Notifications, and Ton More. Be sure to go to noisecast.com, check it out. Also, the link will be on our show notes.
It's in the live chat right now as well.
Yes. So if you want a full rundown, that out. Right up by him. So, moving on to the other big news. Netflix, which sort of is in with the whole Facebook thing as well. But Netflix sort of split in two and became Netflix and Quickster. One for DVDs, one for streaming. And a lot of people didn't like that.
I like how they chose, first of all, a really, like, I want to be cool sounding name, but it really isn't that cool sounding. And second of all, they didn't even check to make sure that the Twitter handle, you know, like the social media handle was open. Kind of something that you think a company would.
Wait, it wasn't? Really
no, it's owned by some pot smoking, like, whiny punk kid that.
It's some, like. I hate to say it. It's like some like retarded emo like weed head.
Speaking of awesome Twitter handles, totally off topic, but the other day I found Osama bin Tweetin.
Yeah.
I love him.
Wow. There's a whole list of hilarious Twitter handles.
Okay. I've never used Netflix. Okay.
I have.
I've never used Netflix. I used to use Blockbuster.
Back when it had stores and whatnot?
Back when it had stores. and afterwards, where it didn't have stores, but it had like the
kiosk.
DVD mail-in. Like this, it was Netflix, but you know, not as...
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Not
you
online.
Could go to the store if there was a store.
Yeah, and you could return it at the store and then just get a DVD off the shelf and if you wanted to. So, I've never used Netflix. I've used that. In terms of streaming stuff, it really doesn't really bother me because I could just download them, or I could go to on demand. But why is it such a big deal that Netflix decided to split off its DVD rental service and make it separate from its streaming one? I'm just curious. Why is there? I don't know if you guys use it or you guys are upset, but
I only use the streaming, and you can tell by the fact that they kept the Netflix name with the streaming that they're trying to separate the two.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one of the reasons trying to do that, beyond the fact that one of them might drain money from the other, and I don't know which one. In the beginning, the DVDs were a little more profitable because that's what everyone used, and the streaming was they had crap selection. But I think it's also a licensing issue because that way they may not have to worry about getting certain DVDs on time because, you know, the licensing packages before, I'm sure, were for all of Netflix. They could only get it 28 days late. Maybe they're thinking if they get, you know, if Quickster is physical media only, they can mail you the DVD before that 28-day digital streaming limit. And that
honestly, I think their way of shedding that portion of the business. You try to, like, because, you know, the thinking I imagine happened was you try to take a portion that, I guess, in theory right now, you can pass off as profitable and sell it at a premium. That way you can take whatever money you make from that sale and try to use it to either, like, lawyer up or buy better agreements with studios and you know, just get streaming quicker. Right. Rather than wait 28 days.
And as John B. points out in the live stream chat, that they license for a certain amount of viewers, which is true. And that's why I think recently they had a whole uproar with Sony pulling all of their Starz content because Netflix had become so big that the content was being viewed by more viewers than they had licensed for.
Right,
you know,
right.
Something's got to be done about this licensing
this licensing thing.
This so-called license. No, but honestly, like, if you notice, there's basically nothing from Fox on Netflix. Instant Stream, I think you can probably get some stuff through the mail, but I know a lot of stuff you can't.
Well, like, I think the last thing I saw from Fox on there was Firefly.
The only thing I've ever wanted to watch, because I only Instant Stream, I've never gotten a DVD mailed to me because I don't use my own account. I use someone else's. Something I shouldn't announce live on the internet, but whatever. But yeah, so like I've wanted to stream Seasons of Fringe to my house because I like that show, and there's nothing. I haven't, and I've never found, like, years have gone by that I haven't found it there, you know. So, you know, so the companies need to adapt to the way things are going, because if they don't, they're going to go, well, they already have gone some of the way, but they'll probably go more down the road of where music went, just end up screwing themselves over because they refused to change. Does that make sense? No?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it does make sense.
But other points are being brought up in the chat as well, that this is a difference in cost, and it's actually adding more cost if you want to get those things that aren't available on streaming, if you want to get them on DVD as well, because you'll be paying, what, $10 a month for the streaming, plus another at least $10 a month for DVDs.
Yeah, it's eight and eight. I think is the cost of entry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, eight for streaming only, and then if you want to get one DVD at a time, it's another $8. If you want to get two DVDs, it jumps up to I think $14,
mm-hmm.
and so on. And then, you know, that's not even taking into account Blu-rays, because Blu-rays are actually more than just, you know, the two DVD or the one DVD cost.
Yeah.
True.
You know? Well, that's what Blockbuster was trying to do when they came out with their counter to Netflix's game. And they just announced that they're dropping prices on theirs, and they're including Blu-rays.
Blockbuster is sort of picking up on this whole thing.
To be honest, I think I'll give a shot. You know, I'll try it for like maybe 3 months or so. You know, my biggest problem is I honestly can't think of the last time I really used physical media, and that could just be like a me thing.
Well, the only thing I could see is the games and Blu-ray included. If I do $10 a month for the one disc at a time, and that includes games and Blu-ray, that's cool, because I don't play the most modern games anyway. I'd rather just play an old game than.
Well, yeah.
Because, I mean, hell, I just bought, like, Star Wars, what was it, Force Unleashed 2?
Damn. Yeah, one thing I learned about adulthood is, you know, you're not too focused on when a game comes out that first day unless it's the absolute best game you've played in a long time. You know, like, when you got bills, a $60 game is not really high up on the list of priorities. So, you know, that Blockbuster service makes sense for me. I don't mind waiting a couple months to play a game. That's just me, though.
Yeah, I mean, I get what you're saying. It's just kind of...
Honestly, them breaking off into two separate companies, at first, the only thing what I had hoped for and I thought they would kind of do was that they would be more available for streaming.
That's not up to them. That's up to the content licensing and your whole rant about that.
But that's where, like, I thought, okay, if they're separate companies now, maybe they'll be able to get better licensing for the streaming content and keep the same licensing for the DVD mailing stuff since they're separate. You know?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like they said, well, we'll let you mail out all these DVDs, but you're only allowed to stream this much of it online. And now if they approach them and say, well, this company only streams stuff online, so let's work out licensing to have everything, you know, maybe it would they'd come up with more stuff. I don't know.
One of the things that that I could see really bothering me if I actually had the DVD rentals, because a lot of the movies I look up, they don't have them streaming, which, you know, that's fine, whatever, I understand you can't get everything streaming. But there's an option on the app on the Xbox to add the DVD to your queue. If they split into two different companies, are you going to be, I mean, first of all, are you going to have to pay two different bills instead of one bill every month? That's just kind of stupid and confusing. I know it's automatic and everything, but it's still kind of dumb. And second of all, Are you going to be able to look on Netflix, and if it's not available but you still want to watch it sometime, are you going to be able to add it to your Quickster queue, or are you pretty much just going to have to, you know, put down the Xbox controller, pick up your laptop or your phone, and go to, like, if Quickster has a mobile queue app, which they might not.
But hopefully. See, yeah.
If they do, if they're smart, they'll make a little app that basically just searches their library, add to queue. It's dumb. You're breaking it apart completely, and that's what makes me think that they're trying to get rid of physical media.
This is where I think that a lot of people have been making fun of Blockbuster for trying to, you know, cash in on Netflix's, you know, bad PR this week. But you got to remember that Blockbuster was bought by Dish Network, was it? Was it Dish?
Yes, DirecTV. Dish.
Yeah. So Dish bought them for cheap, and they brought all their licenses and their entire business. So I think that the upper hand in this will be Blockbuster in the end, because not only do they have an easy way of completely circumventing the whole streaming thing by doing it, offering it through cable, straight to the cable box on demand,
right?
The entire library. And on top of that, they could also offer the DVD rental thing off the bat too, if they want to, because they currently do. I think that the fact that Blockbuster will sort of cut the middleman of having an extra application like Netflix and going straight from your cable box, your satellite box, is going to be beneficial to them in the long run.
I agree, but, you know, I just wish Netflix would come out and be completely upfront and say how this is going to help the consumer, because right now it just seems like, all right, oh, we're doing this because it feels like the right move, and that's it.
I'm wondering if there's ever going to be some sort of get together between, like, Netflix and these companies, or because, say, like Comcast, they're, you know, huge giant in terms of content providing, like, that, you know, they do internet, they do cable for, you know, all over the US, tons of people. And aren't they partially owned by one of the content providers as well, if I'm not mistaken?
Or
they own somebody, something like that. But it's I don't understand why they can't just allow people to compete, and it's just annoying because it's their services. Like Underboob's talking about in the chat, they have, like, you can stream, you can rent from your cable box, and I can watch episodes online if I log into my Comcast account. But that's really annoying to have multiple services. And I can only stream certain... I can only watch... Say I want to catch up on Doctor Who. I can watch the episode online, but it has to be on my laptop. Can't do it on my TV unless I DVR it. But I skipped an episode, and then I can't go back and find it. I have to record again to watch on my TV, so I have to watch on my laptop. It's kind of annoying. It's not unified.
Maybe... And I'm just, you know, brainstorming here on how Netflix is going to make this work or make this better or make it even, you know, worth anything. Maybe, because if you noticed, when Hulu Plus came out, it was actually a really cool service because you had all the new shows that happened. They would be on there the next day. And then they would have a backlog of, you know, say, 4 seasons or whatever. However much they were allowed to put on there, they would have the whole backlog or back catalog of that show, right? And you can only watch older stuff if you were a Hulu Plus subscriber. If you were just a Hulu user, you could watch whatever the new episode was, right? So maybe, yeah. Netflix is going to go that route where they're going to have new content coming on instead of just waiting for it to be a DVD release.
I don't think that's going to happen, because I think Hulu, wasn't it, I may be pulling stuff out of my ass, but weren't they big partners with NBC in the beginning? And that's one of the reasons they got fresh new content live.
Hulu, right, was owned by the major networks, like,
yeah,
a joint effort.
And that's why they got that. And Netflix isn't. So they're kind of screwed on that. I mean, they did win that bid for the one TV show over HBO. It's supposed to be a really good show. But that's still not everything live. I mean, it has to basically come out on DVD as a season before they get it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm just hoping that, you know, doing this is going to make their streaming service more robust, keep their DVD service the same as people expect it to be.
Yeah.
So at least there's, like, a reason to say, oh, that's why they did this, you know? Because right now it's just like, okay, now they're just separate things. But what
they
should
have done was a month ago when they announced the split or the price increase, they should have had this thought out and just announced it once. Like, they could make it a sob story, like, oh, we're splitting off because of this and that and everything else. And because of that, now we're going to charge you for both separately. Not, hey, we're going to charge you for both separately, and a month later, oh, we're splitting, so we would have charged you separately anyway.
Well, yeah, I mean, there just needs to be something there to justify the moves they're making, because as a consumer, you're just like, all right, you're charging me more, and now you're two companies, and I'm not getting anything out of you that makes all of this movement better for me. And at the end of the day, that's all I'm concerned about as a subscriber.
And that's the problem. It's not going to be instant. What they're trying to do is they're trying to make it so it's easier for them, so it pleases the content providers. You know, they're trying to establish their business practices in a way that they can make good deals. But those aren't going to come instantly. They have to kind of show that it's going to work this way, and the money's going here, and we're only making, you know, whatever. Because if they make too much money, then the content providers are going to demand more, and then Netflix isn't going to do well, and then it's going to be this ridiculous up-and-down cycle.
Why, yeah.
Until somebody implodes, which is probably going to be Netflix, because they're just a delivery service.
Cool. All right.
Are we going over on that one topic?
We're cutting it off right here because we've been talking about it for a while. It's a great discussion. I would love to see a co-op post between you two. Sort of.
I don't think we cooperate enough for that.
Not the co-op, but I mean like a yay versus nay sort of post.
Yeah.
Continuing this. I'd love to see that. For those of you who want more information on the Netflix split, Eric Ravenscraft, has a post on the Noisecast, why Netflix split off its DVD service and what it means for you. Be sure to check that out. There will be a link to that as well in our topic list and possibly in the live stream right now for our listeners. Another great post by him for you to check out. More big news this week. Damn, this week has been... Everybody decided to do news this week.
It's been a hell of a week.
Yeah. HP, Hewlett-Packard, fired their CEO... Actually, no, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Hewlett-Packard CEO resigned this week.
Don't lie.
At gunpoint.
Yeah. Leo Apotheker resigned. Is it Apotheker or Apothecary?
Apothecary. He makes magic.
He should have worked at Apple.
Yeah, really. Timmy, you got to that joke so much faster than me.
So
it's the coffee.
He resigned, apparently. And Meg Whitman, the former CEO of eBay and almost governor of California.
Almost is a really interesting. Go ahead.
Is that almost like, you know, I almost.
Is that she tried? She showed up? I mean, is this like a participatory ribbon, or is this like an honest to goodness second place thing?
Well, you could only fail if you don't try. So she tried. But
apply to politics. Well, anyway.
Whatever. She's now the new CEO. They got some new chairman in there. This is, I believe she is in 12 years, the ninth CEO to run HP.
Lucky number nine.
The second CEO in a year. Leo Apotheker was only in there for 11 months before he got the boot. And what's also important to note is that Leo Apotheker, the board, when they brought him in, they hadn't even met the guy. At least this time, Meg Whitman has been on the HP board since January, so they've known her for about 10 months.
I wonder if she showed up. Like, being on the board of something doesn't mean a whole hell of a lot.
Why don't they just give up?
Me?
No, HP.
Well, HP, the board is promising that they're not the same board that fired Mark Hurd, is what their official statement was.
I'm sure.
A different board that fired this other guy. I mean, totally sounds the same, but it's not.
Yeah.
I'm just surprised that the shareholders are actually eating up this bullshit for the last 12 years. It's the same board that's been doing the same bullshit.
It's probably the same holders.
You know what? They have Beats by Dre in their computers and stuff. They have.
I almost bought one just for that.
Well, Beats by Dre is.
No, you
did.
It's a Windows machine. You never.
Beats are now owned by HTC,
one.
By the way.
Yeah.
They're owned by HTC.
Yeah. Which is funny because, like, what, 9 months ago when my phone came out, they had a big deal with Dolby and SRS to put that in their phones. But that doesn't sell enough, even though it's a better quality sound processing.
Not hip with the young folk.
Yeah, it's got to be Beats by Dre, or Beats by Gaga, or Beating...
Beating with Diddy?
Beatings by Chris Brown.
Or beating this joke to death.
Beating a dead horse.
Beating off a dead horse.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, I had to throw an Arkansas hook in there.
Well, I appreciate it.
Okay, so Meg Whitman as a new CEO of HP. She's run eBay. She did pretty well at eBay. Do you guys think she could turn around the sinking ship that's HP?
No.
It's not up to the CEO. I mean, it's a really figurehead. Isn't. The only company that really relies on their CEO or relied on their CEO that strongly was Apple. And otherwise, it's a board. I mean, it's the decisions aren't... Unless that man is walking water jobs, or woman, the board really tends to... You know, they have a figurehead, and then they have actual decision-making, and it doesn't matter who the CEO is if they fire the CEO, if the same people on the board keep allowing the same stupid mistakes to be made.
And in reality, what is HP other than a computer seller? They sell Windows computers.
They don't have
much of a market in anything other than that.
Well, no, they totally bought and ruined WebOS.
Palm, yeah, they destroyed Palm, which is awesome, so that's gone. Whatever.
Are they going to start doing like mainframe stuff?
They already do mainframe. They do enterprise. Yeah. They do data storage and data mining. A few years ago, they opened up huge data mining centers that they were selling to Amazon.
But, I mean, isn't the problem with that type of business the fact that, you know, you really are going on your name alone? Like, you know, IBM did the enterprise business because people in business knew IBM and said, well, we can trust them. They do the same thing with Oracle because they can trust them. People know HP for shitty printers.
Well, and I think the problem with all of the PC market, the Windows PC market, is that to the average consumer, if they walk into, you know, Best Buy or whatever and they want to get a computer, if it has Windows on it, that's all that matters. It's not, you know, oh, I need a Sony and I can only have a Sony. I would never settle for an HP because in the end of the day, they're all the same. It's just...
No. That's the problem.
And you can make them all the same. You can customize them to all be the same, you know.
The brands need to differentiate themselves exactly because of that. Because if someone walks in saying, oh, I want this Sony, oh, that's, you know, that's $1,000, but this gateway over here, it's like $600. Well, there's a reason. Because that gateway is going to last 2 months, and then the power connector is going to fry, and then you're going to be SOL.
Right.
And say, like, I bought a Lenovo. There was a similarly priced HP with similar specs, and I looked at it, and I played with it, and it felt like a cheap, you know, piece of crap, and the Lenovo has a solid build quality. I'm sorry, I'm not going to go with HP.
Okay, over something about that, which is why I'm probably one of the few people that thinks that Leo Apotheker's decisions as a CEO to spin off the PC business to sort of get rid of all that stuff and invest in more enterprise and more data oriented stuff was the right move.
I'll agree with that.
Well, yeah.
Because the way I see it is this. HP, their products, if you see their ratings in terms of reliability, for the last, I think, since 06, they've been at the bottom of the pile. They've had the worst reliability, worst customer service, highest frequency of breakdowns, highest frequency of defects. Their product line sucks. Yes, they may have a huge market share because they're cheap, but their shit it just breaks all the time. And similar to what happened with what IBM did with the ThinkPad line, they spun it off. They just gave it to Lenovo, and Lenovo took it around and turned it around. I think HP doesn't need to have the whole hardware business because they're probably spending more money fixing shit than actually bringing in.
Yeah, and like I said before, it's hard to differentiate yourself in that market, in the personal computer market. I think in the business market, they could do a lot better, especially with data, you know, data center stuff. And I know HP does all sorts of servers and stuff because, you know, I've worked with some of their stuff at work, but, you know, they just got to get it together.
Their hardware is shit. And no matter what kind of software they do, they'll be running their own hardware, and their hardware is shit. Hardware does matter.
But that's, you know, see, but that's the kind of investments they need to make because, you know, that short-term thinking of, we'll put shit hardware in this, it'll break down and people will buy another one is the same thing that totally ruined the American car companies. Yeah. You build it for to be future-proof and you build relationships with your customers where they trust you and they go to you because they say, well, I bought one HP from, or I bought my computer from HP 10 years ago and it's still running and you know now I'm to the point where I just feel like I should upgrade it because I need a better computer. Yeah. I'm going to go to HP again because this one has lasted 10 years.
That's what Apple got right.
What they got right.
Yeah. And they build that rapport with the people who buy them that, you know, it's a solid piece of machinery. It works. It, you know, you can upgrade multiple times. You know, you don't have to buy a new one every 2 years, Exactly. The builders need to, you know, I know they don't make a lot of money if you don't have to replace your laptop every 2 years.
Well, but no, that's the wrong attitude to have altogether, because I'll be honest with you. Look, on my desk right now, I have a 2001 G4 Apple Cube. This thing works.
I use it every day.
Like I use it. No lie, I use it every day just to like, just so I can stay away from YouTube and focus on the writing. But I use this sucker every day. It works. I run Reason on there. I run Logic, old version of Logic. But you know, I'm still running this software, which lets me do what I need to do, and I don't have to compromise and say, well, you know, I have to go out and buy a computer next year because I know it's going to be shit in 6 months.
And that's exactly what I'm talking about, because so many companies have this short term, I'm going to fix the problem by making shit as cheaply as I can and selling it for as much as I can and profits will soar and I'll look like the king. But it is
on the taking, short term. Yeah.
It is all short term. It all bites you in the ass in the end, but it, you know, the problem runs anywhere. It runs in government and anywhere. They say like, well, by the time it bites us in the ass, I won't be here, so it won't be my fucking problem.
I think Whitman should spin off the hardware business. I think she should do that. I think WebOS, this is a tough one because I don't think I have a touchpad. I bought the touchpad during the fire sale. I have my touchpad. WebOS is an awesome piece of software. The hardware that it runs on is shit, and even I've overclocked it to 1.5 gigahertz, and it still runs not that well. It runs better, it runs quicker, but not that well. And
did you pay $100 for it?
Yes.
I mean, if you're gonna honestly, that works. If you're gonna buy a dirt cheap tablet, don't expect a lot from it.
This is a tablet, though. No, it was $100 because of the fire sale.
No, I understand that. And that business model works when you're selling them at fire sale prices. Because, yeah, right. It works. It's not great. It's not smooth.
It's not like they decided to do a fire sale and said, okay, this batch of stuff is the shitty stuff.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Their construction style works when it's a fire sale and at that price. But at a normal price, everyone kind of looks at them with a raised eyebrow.
Right. Like, honestly, Stephen, if let's say, you know, we lived in bizarro world and, you know, that was a tablet to get at $500 with all the shortcomings it has, would you really recommend that to somebody?
No, but I would recommend WebOS. That's the thing. That's the differentiation. So I'm saying the hardware and the software. WebOS, honestly, I honestly think WebOS can give Apple a run for its money. It could give iOS a run for its money. It's fucking good.
Yeah, but it's not executed well.
Playing with that WebOS, I would totally agree with you, but they need to build it into the right piece of hardware.
Exactly.
And they won't. They'll do it cheaply so they could sell more of them.
And that's why I think they should spin off their hardware business, put WebOS in that deal, or at least license WebOS out if they want to keep all the patents and stuff from Palm. But if you put WebOS into... okay, let's say they take the iPad 2, get rid of iOS, and some miraculous way they put WebOS on there.
Right.
I think you'll be blown away.
I think I would too. I think it would be absolutely mind blowing.
Yeah, I agree with that. You know, and also you got to keep in mind, why that works. You know, why that works for the iPad or the iPod or the iPhone, because Apple doesn't worry about they artificially create lower component prices by buying entire like factories. They become the only customer for these places. So, you know, like it's kind of like the whole thing with the Samsung chips. Like Apple's their biggest is their biggest consumer.
Yeah,
so
and
you buy the best components. You put out the very best product you can for that money, and you do still profit because people are going to want it. You know, 2 years down the line, 3 years down the line.
Yeah, and I've heard people say that, like, oh, Apple just buys anyone that makes something good, and that's shitty of them. But no, like, that's good business because they're buying it so that they could sell it for as little as possible to keep their consumers happy, but also give them a quality product.
Well, it's also the same thing Google does, just hardware versus software sort of thing.
Yeah, I mean, look. Right.
Google buys anything that they want. And if
a lot of companies do that. Cisco buys everything under the sun, and then suddenly they have a division that does that. You know,
yeah, and then they lay off a ton of people because
they do that too.
They realize that owning Hero or the whatever that webcam or minicam thing
the
was
flips.
The flips. Yeah, then they're like, why do we have this? Why is this a good idea? We don't
honestly.
Know.
I never got that business move. I was like, you know, people have this on their phone already, right? Like,
honestly, though, like I didn't actually buy one, but a friend of mine, you know, he's always kind of on the road and he's always doing like these shows or whatever, and that actually worked really well for him because it's something that you know you can throw in a bag and just you know like roll with it. But like I mean, there's tons of other things you could do it on a cell phone. Yeah.
Well,
tell
me this: why wouldn't you buy something like a GoPro cam or whatever that one that Ron use something that's rugged, that's a little waterproof. If you want to get a more actiony shot for whatever reason, why wouldn't you just spend a little bit more money on that? Especially if you're doing this as a hobby or a job.
Yeah,
well, the honest reason I can honestly say is because most people don't bother, I guess, educating themselves about the product.
Oh, so they say, oh man, one of my friends got these, and a bunch of people online use these for YouTube, so I should go get one.
Right.
Okay.
Basically, mine's a pretty small company. It's a startup that started making these cameras.
It's Contour HD, right? That's what you have?
And now they got the new one, which is awesome, and I really want it, but...
Well, I might buy your old one off you. If I can get some mounts with it, too, because I've been looking into something for biking and kayaking.
$700.
We'll discuss this later.
$800.
You're not very good at this.
Down to seven if you promise.
No. Well, hold on.
$10,000.
Hold on. Cuts to other view. There's a really big market in these. I can make a killing on this, but only if I get it for the right price.
$6 billion.
Hold on. I didn't do the wee laugh. That's why no one knew it was Pawn Stars.
And you didn't say you had to call up me first. Who knows all about this kind of stuff?
That's because I don't have any buddies.
I only watch Hardcore Pawn. No, that's a show.
That shows how much of a hipster you are. You watch the one show. That no one else watches.
I know. I don't watch any of them. They're both stupid.
You're stupid.
I know.
Valid argument.
Damn it.
Point goes to Steven.
Okay, fine.
Instead of watching stuff, maybe you should read more.
Ooh.
Like people are going to be doing libraries loaning out books.
Libraries.
That's what I said.
Libraries.
That's what I said.
You said library.
It's February.
It's not a berry that lies. It is not like a strawberry that lies.
Amazon has struck a deal with about 11,000 libraries that...
That's libraries.
I said libraries.
No, you didn't.
Okay.
You said liberties.
No, I
continue. We're already like ridiculously long in the
You guys need to learn how to speak your own language.
You guys, you need to learn how to speak our language, and then we'll learn how to speak Greek, and you can laugh.
Speak American.
American. Whatever. 11,000 places where you get books from with a card.
Oh, you mean a library?
Oh, a Barnes & Noble?
Borders?
Anyway, those kinds of places, they struck a deal with Amazon to actually loan out books to the Kindle wirelessly through WhisperNet.
Yeah. Well, it's the whole Kindle app network as well. It's not just Kindle.
Oh, that's okay. Cool.
Yeah. So,
Narwhal says in the live stream, Blockbuster for books.
No, he said Blockuster.
He said lackluster.
Yeah. No, I think that's really cool, actually, because that's one of the. Call me a cheapskate, but I don't. I mean, I like to read and I like books. I just can't justify spending as much money as I like on books.
God, you're such a cheapskate.
I know. I want to be smart, but I'm too cheap to be smart.
Education costs money, man.
And you know, libraries like this too, because they don't have to chase you down for overdue books anymore.
Yeah,
you just take away the privilege.
The thing is, it takes away from people physically visiting the library, which I know is a problem with them trying to convince people to let them stay open. I mean, they're one of the things that are getting cut because they're not used as often. That's why they have so many computers in them now with internet accesses. Because, hey, we can't be closed down. We have this many visitors.
I think
we got all these homeless people checking our Facebook.
Yeah.
I think we went offline. Let me... Are we
still on?
Yeah, I think we're back.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we went off and then on again.
Yeah. But I think it's cool because that way, I mean, you have people that would normally avoid using a service like that, not because of any real thing, just because they don't like going into public areas. But they can still get books, and that's honestly what libraries are about. They're not about profit. They're about providing a service. By the government, so. Anyway, it's cool. You can go on your smartphone, surf to your library's website, check in, download, check out the book digitally with your Amazon.com account, and then sync to whatever device you have hooked up to that Amazon.
What if my library doesn't have a website?
Then I don't know. Actually, my local library.
You live in Detroit or. New Jersey, of course.
Should I try a different library?
Yeah, but you need a local library card. You have to be a member of that library network. God, this.
So that means I actually have to go to the library.
Once.
How many times do you guys just keep saying it?
Okay, you people need to understand it's called library.
Sorry, Steven.
Oh, man, is it? Last time I was at the library was February.
Shut up, Ron. That's Kevlar's library.
Are you sure that this library wasn't inside a casino?
It's called a casino.
Did you put paprika on your tortilla?
Yeah.
In the casino?
Yay!
All caught up.
We got them all out there. Okay, moving on.
So, anyway, to get a full rundown on the Kindle thing, our very own Kevlar, Chris.
Hey, this jackass.
Yes, he wrote an article about it called Kindle Book Loans, now available at over 11,000 libraries. It's available on the Noisecast. Be sure to check it out.
On the Noisecast.
On the Noisecast, talking about libraries.
So I'm glad Steven's export.
Yeah, be sure to check it out. Give it a read. Good article. So, yeah. Pandora. Pandora's got a little makeover this week, didn't it?
People still use Pandora? Spotify's so much better.
Well, I actually still use Pandora because at the job, I can't download anything. So, no Spotify for me at work.
Okay.
I'm on the 44th floor, so I can't use my my 3G connection well enough to stream to my phone, so.
That's weird.
Yeah. It's also Queens, but that's a whole nother story.
I don't know. I've never been in a building that has that many floors.
Yeah, they don't have them where you are.
No, they really don't.
So the Pandora app, pretty much it's now mostly HTML5, right?
Yes. For the most part, everything under the hood, HTML5. It runs like a dream on my piece of shit PC at work. It's happy at HP. It works with probably the most bare minimum system you can come up in modern computing. So
I will say this. The IE9 browser for Windows Phone 7 does not like it. It loads the whole thing, and then right before it gets done loading, it just completely craps the bed.
It's because it's an Internet Explorer.
Yeah, but it's the Internet Explorer 9 engine. It's, you know, the actually usable one. It's supposed to run the HTML5. But I'm sure there's a good reason for it.
Well, yeah, it's probably like it still probably needs to be, optimized for a mobile device as well, too. Because I'm pretty sure if I run it on my Android phone, it's not going to work.
Yeah, it would be really awesome if they could get it to actually run HTML5 on there, but it would absolutely kill battery. It'd be smarter for them to finally make an app for Windows Phone 7.
You hear that, Pandora? Make an app for
they don't
Kevlar.
Because they don't listen to me.
Nobody uses that stuff. Don't bother.
But yeah,
just make another iOS app.
iOS app. You got your wah-wah pedal on, Ron.
Wow.
So, for full thoughts and a rundown on the Pandora app, Alberto, you know
yes.
someone? You've written the write-up. Pandora's got a new look and ditched their 40-hour cap. Check out that article on the Noisecast as well. And it's also going to be on the topic list. Yay.
Free is good, by the way. Free is good.
Free is good. So, faster than light molecules? Interesting. Apparently, there's been neutrons or neutrinos, one of the two, I can't remember.
Neutrinos.
That were observed at the Large Hadron Collider. That was on purpose, by the way.
Sounds gay.
And it's funny because only nerds listen to this podcast, so everyone either got mad or laughed at that.
The Large Hadron Collider. Somebody needs to make a gay porn site like name that.
I'm not going to check for one, but I'm pretty sure that it may have been done already.
No, it doesn't exist yet. I already know.
No, Rule 34. It exists somewhere.
No, guys, it's not there. I looked really hard for it.
Well, not hard enough.
That's a problem that is mine. I'm talking to my doctor about it because I'm at that stage in life where I'm not.
They got pills for that now. You'd be okay.
Anyway, so about that, turns out Einstein's theory about nothing being faster than the speed of light. May be in trouble because of this. They observe neutrinos that are faster by a fraction of a second, not like a whole lot, but a bunch of neutrinos were moving really, really fast, and this could totally upend the whole particle physics as we know it, the rules of it.
But the bigger question, Stephen, how will this affect future releases of Star Wars?
That's a good question. I think we have to get our foremost George Lucas correspondent on this. Would that be?
Also,
I want to hear Vito interview George Lucas.
Oh.
Can we get that to happen?
Alberto, what are your thoughts? Will George Lucas release another special edition?
In this one, Jar Jar shoots first.
Jar Jar shoots first, and instead of going to, hyperspeed?
They're going to go the Mel Brooks route on this one. They're just going to straight lift ludicrous speed.
But they're going to have to license it from Ludacris, so when they're flying through the air, you're going to hear like bits of his songs.
I don't know.
Where were you going with that one?
Hell?
So, neutrino speed was what George Lucas will add to the new Star Wars. Punch it, Chewie. That was my Han Solo impression, by the way.
That was really good. You sound just like
him. I'm doing my Chewie impression because I haven't shaved my chest in a while. I'm just going to keep ruining this cast for you guys.
Wow.
Oh, Vito comments, the Falcon already makes it 0.5 past light speed. No problem.
0.5 what?
What's your unit of...
0.5 speeds past light speed.
It's like a sixth gear. It's just a 5.5 gear past
light speed. That overdrive that takes it to the next level.
Yeah.
Just I know, just to piss off some more people, these new molecules are traveling faster. They haven't confirmed it yet. They got to do more tests. But, yeah, molecules moving faster than light. Who would have thought? Right, Agrippa?
Who would have thought?
Agrippa's really mad at me.
I'm eating Yoghurt.
Yoghurt.
You spell it the non-American
way. Spell it like
you're
Greek.
Oh, yeah, they spell it like that everywhere, but here. Like a lot of things. Like libraries.
Did you really think...
On another sort of scientific topic, online gamers actually helped us to fight against HIV this week. They helped create a 3D model, an unfoldable 3D model, of a key enzyme in a strain of viruses like HIV that'll help scientists sort of look at it from a whole new perspective and see how they shape their drugs into attacking and neutralizing it.
That is uplifting.
Yeah, that is pretty cool.
Very first time that online gamers actually...
did anything.
Other than eating the world's largest Cheeto.
I'm done with this raid. Let's cure AIDS.
The most important raid outside World of Warcraft, pretty much. The University of Washington created like an online game sort of thing where two teams of online gamers sort of competed with each other to unfold amino acids. And by making it competitive and by doing these things, they were able to solve that, which so far other services that are similar to that, like Folding at Home for your PS3, have not been able to do. And they say this is because you now have computing power plus human ingenuity combined instead of just one, which is why they were able to get this thing. Get this. In under 3 weeks, the scientists have been trying to figure it out for 10 years.
It's simple. They offered up, you know, trophy achievements for Xbox Live. Everybody
6,000
like,
gamer points.
You know, that's it. You know, people lock themselves up in their room or their basement or wherever and, you know, plugged away.
There's a joke in there somewhere, but I'm
not
gonna.
There really is.
Yeah,
I'm digging for it.
Okay, that one.
Yeah. The time is gone, even for me.
Yeah.
All right. And lastly for tonight... net neutrality is becoming official on November 20th. Those net neutrality rules that were proposed late last year, are now being sort of crafted by the FCC. They go live on November 20th. A lot of companies are not happy with that, including Verizon and major ISPs, because they feel like they should have the right to limit certain content, block content from certain areas, and... limit bandwidth because of some content.
Screw them.
Yeah, I see where they're coming from, but I think that it's just... They provide stuff just like, you know, AT&T used to with cell phones, or with landlines. You can't listen in everyone's conversation and be like, nope, you can't say that, we're hanging up on you. That's stupid. I don't think they should be able to do that with data.
Right. Well, you know what? If you...
Because it means that they are listening and paying attention to what you're broadcasting over their network. And now that people are proclaiming internet to be a right versus a privilege, that's the new tagline. That, you know, internet is now a right, and that's why everyone deserves to have it.
Well, in order for internet to be a right, it needs to be publicly owned.
No. It's what? There's
what
it needs to break away from the companies because it can.
Yeah, like you want the government to run the networks that run the internet.
No, that doesn't make it a right.
But it's not a right.
That's what I'm saying. You said if it needs,
I can't
to be,
just
if
go
it needs
to
be a right
and
it has
say
to be
I get internet because it's my right. They're like, all right, great, but we're still going to charge you for it.
No,
that's not a right.
No,
a right is free.
You still have a right to access it.
A right to access a free internet is what they're saying. They're not saying that. that you have a right to get it
free. Okay. I'll agree with that. I'll buy into that.
They're basically, that's what the whole net neutrality thing is. Like, that
what
way.
Verizon's thing is, if you want to control, if you're not happy with what's going on your network, you shouldn't be in the networking business because you can't control everything.
Okay, yeah, but a lot of companies have monopolies in certain areas. Like where I'm moving, when my house is built, there's only one cable company out there. And that's not, it's Knowledge or whatever. But, so I can't just hop over to someone else if I'm unhappy with their service. So they're basically, the FCC is trying to say that every service, you should not be paying someone for a service in which they limit that service. Because basically, we all connect to the internet. We all expect the same thing. However, you and I are getting different results because your ISP doesn't like Netflix, so they decide to limit Netflix streaming. So you got your big 50-inch TV and you're getting crap cell phone quality picture on it because they're limiting the bandwidth for that particular type of data.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. They don't. They have no right. If I'm paying for it, what do they care what I'm using it for?
Except for the fact that it's all in their terms of service, which they don't want to change.
Well, I mean, to me, it's the same as using a public roadway. Granted, I don't pay for that directly. It comes out of taxes and through tolls, I guess. But if I'm going to use this road, you have no right to tell me where I'm going to drive to.
As
long as I'm paying for it.
There's no equal... equivalent thing for this. You could take a bunch of different things, but yes, the government does limit your speed.
Safety, not for bandwidth issues.
Are we talking about driving, or are we talking about the internet now?
I'm not sure. The equivalent of that, Ron, would be the government saying you can't visit these certain sites because they're not safe. That's completely bullcrap. Right? You don't want the government saying what sites you can visit.
I agree, but they have no grounds to say that's not safe. Me driving fast is unsafe because I could hit somebody, I could kill myself, I could, a number of things. I don't think anybody's ever died from a website.
I'm sure there's something.
Yeah.
Pussy City Pimps. Good call. All right. I stand corrected.
On that note, it's time for WTF News.
News are really bad.
Oh, no, I can't even try anymore.
Okay. Yeah.
Wait. Why don't we just make it all the words that Stevens misused or screwed up?
The moment has passed.
You could do that on your own free time, Kevlar.
This is my free time.
For me, it's an everyday thing. I'm sort of tired of it.
What, speaking wrong?
Speaking right and being harassed because of it.
You keep using that word. I do not think it means what you think.
First up on WTF News is... Okay, so this is in Florida. I guess we're starting off with Florida tonight. The article title is sort of not too WTF. Dad attacks son over daughter's tattoo. So first thing that comes to mind is, okay, she probably tattooed, I love, brother, or I don't know, something on there. But... apparently, it was just a regular old tattoo. 55-year-old Orange Park man was arrested Monday on a charge of aggravated assault after deputies were told he tried to run down his son after the two were fighting over the son taking his sister to get a tattoo. Normal, right?
That's not really WTF.
It's whoever put this on this topic list. Well, but here's the WTF part. The WTF part comes at the end. Okay.
Okay.
So this dad pretty much...
I'm ready.
He revved up the engine, accelerated towards the kid, tried to strike him with the vehicle, and then the son was able to dodge in order not to get hit. So then the dad put the car in reverse and tried to hit him a second time. Apparently he missed. So the son pretty much... Turner then got a crowbar out of the trunk and swung at him. The son was able to hit the father with his fist... through the car window in self-defense the second time the car passed. And then the wife witnessed everything, et cetera, et cetera. So the guy is now in jail.
That's so weird.
Understandable that the guy was pissed off that the son got his sister to go get a tattoo. But the last thing in this report says, the arrest report notes that the elder Turner has tattoos on his right shoulder, left, and right legs.
Yeah, well, that's not a big deal. My parents said I shouldn't smoke, but they did.
Yeah, your parents also didn't try to run you over with a car twice.
When I started smoking, they did.
Did they?
Well, you should teach your parents how to drive so they hit
my
you.
My parents are great people. They're fine.
Okay.
But, I mean, you know, parents always say, don't do it. My dad never went to college. He's like, you got to go to college, though. You know what I mean?
But, okay, that's wanting
that's
better.
That's very common.
That's wanting better for your son.
Okay.
Unless the tattoo was on her, above her neck, then it's really no, I don't think, any harm.
Well, he had tattoos, but trying to run your son over and trying to swing at him with a crowbar? Because of stuff you already have?
No, it's because he got tattoos that he's now an angry person. Before he got that tattoo, he was actually going to be, in the Peace Corps.
Let's be honest. I mean, granted, most people of our generation are totally okay with them, but there's a lot of people that still look at tattoos as a totally taboo thing, and that's the kind of stuff that parents don't want their kids to deal with.
But like Steven's saying, the guy had a tattoo.
Yeah, multiple tattoos. And he probably knows firsthand how he gets looked at for having one.
It depends where the tattoo is.
And what it is, yeah, granted, but, you know.
His shoulder and his legs, I mean.
Does it go into that in this story? I didn't really.
Yeah.
Shoulder and legs?
Yeah.
Where is her tattoo?
That's the important part.
It doesn't even say that she actually got it. It just says that the son drove her to the tattoo parlor. So
I mean, yeah, I could see my parents being really pissed if I took my sister when I was 18 and she was, I don't know, whatever, 16, 14, whatever, and getting her a tattoo and signing for her as her guardian. Like, there's so many things wrong with that.
Well, okay, why didn't he go hit the tattoo artist with a crowbar or a car?
Tattoo artist is just doing his job, and as long as someone's there to sign for her as an 18-year-old, who are you to tell him?
Okay,
this is her brother. You shouldn't make money off of this.
No, but it has to be a legal guardian.
Okay, but a
brother, and the tattoo artist knows that.
Right, but I could go in there as an 18-year-old and say, I am the legal guardian of this person. I am 18
years
old. Who's
2 years younger than me? No, that doesn't work.
It doesn't matter. If I'm 18 years old, you take my word for it. I'm an adult.
No. Not any reputable tattoo shop will do that.
Okay, but we're also talking about Florida.
Well, there's no saying this is a reputable tattoo parlor.
Yeah. Okay, this is in Florida. So
John B's asking, does she have a Bane Bus episode? Oh, boy.
We don't know.
Well, actually,
we'll get back to you on that, John B.
We do have another WTF story that might involve somebody that is in a Bang Bus episode, more or less.
Ron?
You guys finally found that?
Or is this the Nicolas Cage one?
This is the Nicolas Cage one. The whole article is not really WTF. It's more about a portion of it that's WTF. But Nicolas Cage had dealt with a home invasion, which deals with his newest movie, Trespass. So,
who cares? It'll be terrible. Don't bother watching it.
Okay.
It could be terribly great.
It won't be. It's fucking Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage says this is a situation he dealt with in terms of home invasion. It was 2 in the morning. I was living in Orange County at the time, and I was asleep with my wife. My two-year-old at the time was in another room. I opened my eyes, and there was a naked man wearing my leather jacket, eating a fudgesicle in front of my bed.
Wait, was he high or was he sober?
Because... Ooh, Nicolas Cage or the guy?
Well, I was asking about Nicolas Cage.
Both.
He's like, he says, I know it sounds funny, but it was horrifying. And the article clarified, a fudgesicle is a frozen ice cream-like snack.
I did not know what a fudgesicle was.
They're delicious, and you should try one sometime.
The ordeal ended after he talked the man out of the house and the police arrived. How do you talk a man that's sitting there naked with a fudgesicle and your jacket on?
I'm curious where the guy got the fudgesicle. Did he bring it with him? Or was...
Did Nicolas Cage let him keep the jacket?
That's another good question. That should have been answered in the space taken to describe a fudgesicle.
Sometimes you just get paid by the word.
Well, apparently the man had mental problems, and Nicolas Cage could not stay in the house after that, so he moved to the Bahamas.
Can't
you know, I wish I could say that.
I wish I had that much money.
Poor
guy
had to move to the Bahamas.
I'm just like,
there's a light bulb out in my house. I better move to the Bahamas.
Well,
That's Nicolas Cage. Oh boy.
Oh man.
Isn't he also a vampire, according to some eBay photo sale?
Yeah, sure. Some digital picture of a supposedly not digital picture on eBay of a guy that looks a little bit like Nicolas Cage.
From the Civil War era.
Yeah, well, have you seen them with Keanu Reeves?
No.
Yeah, look up Keanu Reeves as immortal.
Okay, then in real time.
Google it.
I just see these pictures of him on a bench with a sandwich. Is that right?
Okay, it's KeanuIsImmortal.com for those of you who are ridiculously lazy.
Does Naval bring
wait,
a crack?
Wait, he has an entire website devoted to that?
Yeah, because it's text in like three pictures.
In his immortality, did Keanu Reeves bring a crack pipe to school?
No,
I don't think so.
I don't think his childhood, because he's so old, they had crack pipes back then.
They were freebasing that shit.
Ooh. Turns out, this is another WTF news story, in northwestern Missouri, Michelle Marie Cheatham, was arrested on September 6th after her son pulled out a crack pipe during show and tell for his kindergarten class.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Later that day, a search warrant was obtained by the Sweet Springs Police to conduct a search at the home, which led to police reportedly recovering a crack pipe, a butane lighter.
That was it.
Yeah. And that was it.
Really don't need that comma there for a lighter.
No. Well, she may have been lighting with a Bunsen burner. I guess it's important to know.
Well.
That.
Where is this
well,
happen?
Well, several baggies of crack rocks discovered in the boy's backpack were worth around $3,700.
Jeez.
Damn.
So,
ouch.
Did he just get caught with it and he's like, oh, it's not mine. I'm just bringing it for show and tell.
He's in kindergarten. Mom.
I hope not. I hope it's not the kids, because that's just sad. And that makes
look, man, I was selling Mad Blow in kindergarten.
No, you were giving blowjobs in kindergarten. There's a difference.
Oh
my God, neither of which is okay.
Sir. Not cool.
I told you I was going to keep ruining this podcast until we got it over with.
Well,
good job.
You can't really loot, well, WTF. This is, as Agrippa points out, a weak WTF statement segment. I'm sorry, Agrippa, doesn't live up to your expectations.
It you could have really found some stories.
Hey!
I looked. I scourged
stream,
the internet.
Hey, live stream, why don't you guys go find some real WTF stories for us?
Yes, no. Unless you want to hear about this lovely elderly woman from Edmonton in Canada who is suing Kraft for $100,000 because gum got stuck in her dentures.
First world problems.
The allegation is that Elsie bought five packages of Stride gum, but then had to dig it out of her dentures after it broke into little pieces. She then went into a bout of depression that lasted about 10 minutes.
How much is that worth?
I was really sad until I got that fudgesicle.
apparently that 10 minutes and the time spent picking the gum out of her dentures is worth $100,000 to her. However, I disagree because I bet that was the first real entertainment that a retiree with dentures has had in, I don't know, a year or two.
Nah, she missed her bridge game, and that's really important.
Oh, and I forgot bingo. I'm sorry.
Bingo!
Thanks, Ron.
Okay. And the last WTF news story, which is an actual WTF news story. The title alone says, Florida cop uses dildo to bust hooker.
That's what I'm talking about.
In a prostitution sting.
Yeah.
An undercover police officer used a fake rubber penis to convince a prostitute he was a genuine customer. Well, this isn't really turning into WTF.
I thought boring. I've been playing too much Putty City Pimps.
She's like, are you sure you're not a cop? He's like, look at this dildo. Come on.
Well, the prostitute was accused of performing oral sex on a fake penis belonging to a vice squad officer.
Ah.
Now we're back on track.
That's awkward, but not really WTF.
How did she not realize that this is a rubber penis?
I'm sure that if you're paid money and told to do something like that, you're a corner.
Also, if you're on all sorts of meth, you probably don't notice these things anymore.
You probably do whatever for money. Once you get a price negotiated, you're like, I don't care.
Okay, hold on. Okay, so it does get a little bit weirder. So when she got in the car and she started driving, she actually asked to prove that he wasn't a cop at first, because that always works. And then, anticipating that demand, Smith, the police officer, had brought along a flaccid fake penis. He then asked if he could first put on a condom. He then exposed flaccid rubber replica of a penis and placed a condom on it, apparently from his pants. She immediately leaned over and put it in her mouth.
So, okay, I guess that would cover the texture of it.
Bizarrely,
this next part is awesome.
Bizarrely, Smith says he then spotted a possum crossing the road and slammed on the brakes. The sudden jerk caused the woman to slide out of her seat and mildly into the dashboard.
Does she get a ticket for not wearing a seatbelt on top of falling for a fake penis?
The undercover cop then drove to a car park where he again asked for an oral sex quote. 20 for head, the woman allegedly replied.
Ah, because she got a prostitute first because she just put her mouth on it.
And she was booked and held on a $120 bond.
Wow.
Yeah, that's kind of like, we like prostitution. We just kind of have to arrest you, so...
Come on, stop.
Stop it. No, don't take that out of
your mouth. We'll let you out, but promise you're not going to do it again.
That is ridiculously low. Where is this at? Manatee County? Florida.
Wow.
Yes.
Was that better, Agrippa?
Yeah, you happy?
Did we leave on a high note? Can we leave on a high note now? Silence from Agrippa.
Agrippa's not happy with that? Well,
no.
Okay.
Screw you, Agrippa.
Yeah.
Styx is also saying that in the UK, cows are biting network cables. And therefore their internets are going down because cows are eating up their cable lines.
You know what? I always knew those fuckers were going to try and take over.
Hack
the fucking planet, man.
First they release all that methane, so we get all worried about global warming. And then they bite network cables, and now they're going to take over.
Yeah.
Fucking cows.
Cows.
Cows. Oh yeah, and they gave us that mad cow shit, too.
Yes, Ron. That's
I'm not going to lie, guys. I'm a little drunk.
Just a little.
It's a good thing you didn't lie, because it would have been a really easy lie to see through.
I'm not drunk.
Guys, I'm not drunk. I haven't been drinking at all.
Well, on that note, I guess we should call it a night. That's it for our topic list. That's it for this podcast. That's it for the Noisecast. Forever.
We are quitting. We're selling the domain tomorrow. Should anyone want it?
I think it's valued at about $1,300.
I'll sell it for $14.
Proceeds go to the charity of.
Is it really valued at that?
I don't know.
I can make a quick buck.
To keep the lights on for one more month, Ron.
So yeah, that was a Noisecast for tonight. Tonight we had one more time Alberto Inoswan.
Yo.
Ray Gonzo Ryder.
Farewell.
Chris Kevlar.
I'm here. I replaced Eric.
Yes. Eric, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for joining in for the intro. but he something came up, so we respect that. So thank you for even coming, taking the time, Eric. Appreciate it. And lastly, Ron Taraj.
Can I just be Ron now?
Can you be Ron? Well,
I don't want to be Ron Taraj.
Stop making music under the name Ron Taraj.
Well, let me make my music Ron Taraj, and that's it. But
do whatever the fuck you want to do. I don't give a shit.
On El Podcasto, let me be Ron.
Okay, Ron.
Oh, hi, everybody. How are you?
Ron. Thank you to everybody who tuned into the live stream. And
I don't think any of you.
I thank you to everybody who tuned into the live stream. So
no,
the lime.
Shut lime. Up, Ron. Taraj.
Oh man.
Oh.
I just told you.
That's like using his full name. He's in trouble now.
He's gonna get a write up.
So Sticks, Mud Monster, Narwhal, Underboob, John, and everybody else who tuned in. That's who all I see right now on the list. Sorry if I miss anybody. But yeah, thank you guys. You guys are awesome. Tune in next time as well. So you can follow us at twitter.com/noisecast. Hit up our website, thenoisecast.com. Our topic list will also include links to the articles we talked about.
If
keep reading.
It ever gets posted on the website.
If, yeah. Ron.
Yo. All right. I'm about to lose my shit right now.
No, it's not Ron.
Agrippa has the podcast. He's had it
no,
since Monday.
No, Ron. You have the podcast. You're recording it. You have the podcast.
No. All right.
He waits on you to edit it.
Yes, I edited last week's, and it's not there yet.
It's lost in the tubes.
It's on my Dropbox. He knows where to get it.
Fighting words.
No. I'm not mad. I'm not actually mad. I actually just wanted to make sure I didn't drop the ball on that one because it's entirely possible that I did.
We know you. It's impossible for you to drop balls, Ron.
All right, I'm just going to end the recording right now.
No, I didn't do my sign-off yet.
That was a burn.
I'm Stephen Callis, and bye.
My name's Stephen. I'm going to go play in the casino and then go read at the library. Goodbye.
I'm giving you a chance, Steven. I'm actually letting you do it.
You're going to cut it as soon as you start talking.
No.
Now that you've ruined the joke.
If there's going to be an interrupting cow moo.
There will not. I will back off and you can do your thing. I would not want to mess with your host flow because I would expect that nobody would mess with mine when I'm hosting. So I will be generous and give you your sign off. Not really even generous. Just not
shut
an
up,
asshole.
Ron. Just shut up.
Christ, I got stuff to do. Come on.
No, there's a meeting after this. Jeez, forgot about that?
No, I didn't. I was talking.
That's super secret.
Oh, okay.
Good God, hurry up.
Okay, so tune in next time, same place, for the Noisecast. Ron's a dick.